Hey, this is your host Shane with Mountain Crypto. I know it's been a while since the last podcast, but here we are today. The market is crazy. Stock market is crazy. And we don't know if we're going into a recession or if we're not going to go in a recession. I have been looking at the indicators. The indicators show we're headed for a recession at some levels, but at other levels it's not. But we're definitely seeing inflation. We're seeing the real estate market slow down. Interest rates have risen. The stock market, they seem to believe that the Fed is going to continue the money game. So, yeah, it's really hard to say. Now, cryptocurrency, it sometimes follows the stock market. Especially if there's really bad news in the stock market, crypto will take a dive. That's just the way it goes. Bitcoin made a pretty good jump yesterday, I think over 5%. A lot of people are waiting. The charts are showing that between now and about the middle of next year, we should be increasing to right about the $40,000 level. And then after that, the anticipation is that Bitcoin will skyrocket after the halving. And estimates are everywhere from 100,000 to $300,000 per coin. So I don't know. I've seen this happen a few times now. I've been watching trading and researching the different charts and listening to different people who try to predict. And the stock to flow model was really good, but we didn't reach quite the highs that we thought we were at the last cycle. So I don't know. I am just a Bitcoin maximalist at this point, but I am putting some money into some smaller coins. They are a gamble, you know. Anything in crypto is a gamble. So, you know, I guess that's my disclaimer. Do your due diligence. I'm not giving you advice. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and what I'm thinking so you have something else to bounce off of. Yeah, Grayscale won their case against the SCE, so is that great news? Is that okay news? I think it's good news. Also, Wallet has been shown to be loading up with more Bitcoin than anyone else, pretty much. Including like Michael Saylor, who has a pretty big wallet of Bitcoin, has a lot of coins. This wallet has accumulated in just the last few months over $1 billion in Bitcoin. Pretty substantial. Some people think this may be related to Grayscale. If that were true, now I don't know that it is, but if that were true, that is a very, very positive sign. And, BlackRock is a huge financial giant, political giant. I believe they've tried to get ETFs and different things with the SCE, and out of like 500 times, they've only failed like once. It's always passed. So them wanting to do an ETF with Bitcoin is huge. And more to follow, right? So things are looking pretty positive for Bitcoin. Of course, we're all going to hope for the best. Now is proving to be a good time to accumulate. Could Bitcoin drop down to 20,000 or low 20,000s? It could. It could. That's why dollar cost average is good. Let's say it's not going to go down. You know, if it doesn't and it just goes up, well, you're going to pay a bigger premium for your Bitcoin. So I would say if you're thinking about buying, look at how much money you have to buy and put a portion of that into Bitcoin now. That's what I'm doing anyway. You do whatever you want to do. And then if it drops down to the low 20s, I'll be, every week or two, I'll be putting in as much as I can until I have nothing left to put in. So that's dollar cost average, right? That's what I've been doing for a long, long time. Once Bitcoin goes up after the halving, then the altcoins are going to follow. And there's going to be a lot of 10x, all the way up to 100x. Will we see 1000x coins? I don't know. We might. I hope so. Some of the, and they're a gamble. You know, you could lose it all on every one of these, but, you know, I'm looking at, I mean, you could look at some of the meme coins if you want. I think they're an even bigger gamble, but that could happen. A meme coin could be a good bet. Could be garbage. You got a 50-50 chance if there is an altcoin season. They're bound to go up a little bit. But the 100x coins, hopeful. 100x plus. Yeah, well, I'm looking at internet computer. I'm looking at, God, I wish I could look at my list right now. I don't have it. I'm driving. Zen token or Zen crypto. I'm looking at that. Several others. I'll get a list. I'll do another podcast. There's a lot of YouTube influencers that are doing 100x to 1000x coins. Some of them are better than the others. But, yeah, you do some research. There's a lot of good ones out there that, you know, will they be the next Matic? I did really good on Matic. They might be. You know, if you put $100 into a few of them and one of them hits, you know, you got $10,000 or maybe more. So do your own research. Pick a few out if you want to do that. Look for ones with good projects. HBAR, that's one. Indra, I think it's called. The ticker is HBAR. A lot of big names, big companies tied up in that one. That could be a good one. Immutable X is another one. Could be a big winner. So do your research. And with that, I'm going to let you go. I mean, the best investment, you can't eat Bitcoin. You can't eat stocks. You can't eat money. Things get really bad. You know, invest some money in food. You know, the food that's dehydrated. Invest some money in seeds if you can plant some seeds. Grow some of your own vegetables if you can. Have a way to clean the water. Store a little bit of water. Have enough for at least a couple weeks. Our government is telling us we should have 2 weeks worth of food and water. So that means we probably need to have way more than that. So, we'll just have to see how things go. I know everybody's talking doom and gloom. I listen to a lot of investment people, a lot of gurus, I guess. And they're all talking a lot of doom and gloom. So usually the markets do whatever will disappoint the most people. So we'll just have to watch and see. All right, take care until next time. Over and out.